When can we expect at least one, if not more, new iPhones?
Well, rumor has it sometime in September this is going to happen. And yes, the rumor is there will be two new iPhones, both bigger. Unclear if the original size iPhone will survive or if that will go away. But the whole issue of a bigger phone is, frankly, a huge issue. It's a huge issue for Apple, and it's a huge issue for the whole mobile and digital world for a couple of different reasons.
All right, let's get into those.
Well, first of all, you know, Samsung has just been incredibly successful, both at selling smartphones with the Android platform on them, and then selling really large smartphones with the Android platform on them. There's the Galaxy series, the S3, then the S4, now the S5. Those have been incredibly successful. Then there's the Note 3, a really huge phone that a lot of people really love. And then, unbeknownst to many, there's an even bigger phone called the Samsung Galaxy Mega, and it makes the Note 3 look like a tiny little thing. So Samsung is really, you know, they've really pulled out the stops. They're making all kinds of big phones. They're having big demand for those big phones. And, you know, if you've ever used one of those phones and then you pick up an iPhone, like I have in my hand, it feels like a tiny, puny little thing.
Now, why has Apple taken so long to get into the big phone or phablet market? They are known to be very deliberative. That's one diplomatic way to put it.
Yes, and it's interesting because if you look back, you'll remember that at one point and for a long time, there was only one iPad, and it only came in one size. And even Steve Jobs said, no one will want a smaller iPad. And now we know that the iPad mini is wildly outselling the regular-sized iPad. So Mr. Jobs was wrong there. They learned it from the Android world, where smaller tablets came along and grabbed a good chunk of the market, and then Apple followed. In this case, we're not talking about taking something big and making it smaller. We're talking about taking something small and making it bigger. Here's the issue I suspect for Apple. Today, many people have an iPad and they have an iPhone. But if you give them a phone, an iPhone that's big enough, they may just say to themselves, I don't need an iPad anymore. And if you're Apple, would you rather sell them two devices or one?
No, that's a very good question. Makes a simple business sense.
It does. So I would guess that they've been waiting it out to see what would really happen with big phones. And would they really be successful? And we now know from a few weeks ago that even tablet sales are slipping. So there's a lot going on in this space. It not all is known or understood now. But there is kind of a sense now that people are feeling satisfied with the phone they have, satisfied with the tablet they have. And it's going to take something really big. I don't mean in the size way, but in the sort of dramatic way, really big and exciting to get them to move to buy a new phone or a new tablet. And I think Apple is banking on the fact that a bigger phone and a couple of different choices might just be the thing that really excites the base and moves millions and millions and millions of phones. And in fact, just this week, we're seeing reports of some incredible numbers of the number of phones that rumor has it Apple will be ordering of the new iPhones.
Now, generally, when Apple releases a new product, it is shrouded in some mystery. It's preceded by months and months of chatter and rumors, and half the stuff doesn't turn out to be true. Does it seem a little different this time, that it's more of a, here's what's coming up, people, get ready for it, and the mystery is all but gone?
Yeah, well, unless it's all wrong, in which case we'll all laugh at ourselves for falling for it again, right? Here's the thing. It's still all rumor. We're not hearing any of this from Apple, but I agree with you. The source of the rumors seem much more credible, and it seems like many more credible places have access to much more reliable information. So I'm pretty confident there's at least one bigger iPhone coming. I wouldn't be surprised if there's two bigger iPhones coming. And I suspect that in today's market, Apple has had to abandon that strategy of let them beg for information, let them pass the rumors amongst themselves. We're going to keep it all close to the chest. I think they realize now, if they don't tempt us with some real information, we might not wait for that new iPhone. We might just go out and buy a new Samsung or LG or HTC phone instead. And they can't afford that. The days of the mystery and the rumors perhaps were the days where Apple really dominated and there weren't many great choices. Today, there's many great choices. And I think it means Apple has to reinvent the way they introduce products.
Yeah, I saw a headline online recently, something about the new Samsung tablet is fabulous. Too bad nobody's buying tablets anymore. And, you know, you mentioned that. Why do you think that we're not as into tablets? Is the market just saturated?
Yeah, I don't think that we're not into them. I think we love them. I just think that nothing new and exciting enough has come along to make us go, I got to get rid of this tablet and get a new one. Now, I think Apple may be onto something with what they rolled out a month or so ago at the developers conference, what they call continuity. Continuity is part of the both Mac or the PC, the Apple PC operating system, and part of iOS or the phone and tablet operating system. And it makes all of these devices, if you have an iPhone, if you have an iPad, if you have a Mac computer, it integrates them in ways we've never seen devices integrated before. And this may be the thing that makes you think, I've got an iPhone and I've got a Mac computer. And they talk between themselves so powerfully that it would be crazy not to add an iPad to the mix. It might just be that continuity brings us back to buying tablets again, and it might help Apple overcome the issue of if we sell them a phone too big, they may not want a tablet. It may reverse us and have us grabbing tablets again after all, because they begin to do things we only dreamed of in the past.